From Raleigh, North Carolina, it's The Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack, a podcast dedicated to the show Lost on ABC. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to Lost Podcast with Jay and Jack. My name is Jay.
And I am Jack.
And welcome to the Friday edition of the Lost Podcast. How are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I still want to say Monday edition.
It's, I know. I
it's so tough.
I can
so
tell
tough.
That's where you were going with it.
So how are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there.
How was your Lost recuperation day?
I didn't get much rest. A lot of emails flowing in here, so I already started answering them.
All right, well, we
trying to get a head start, a little jump on the competition.
We have Lost in Review today. We have Next on Lost, what's coming up next week. And got a lot of listener feedback, a lot of calls and emails to get into. So, Jack, what do you say we get started?
Do it.
But first, people have been asking like what maybe the ticket prices are going to be or the packages or, you know, whatever the party is going to be. It's probably going to be around $25 to $30. That's what we're kind of looking at.
Plus my tip.
Plus Jack's tip, which is about another 50 per ticket, I think.
Easily.
But more details will come together. We're trying to make it as affordable as possible. But we'll give more information that as it comes
should we tell
together.
Them about, should I wait till the end to tell them what the...
And also that money would not be for watching it. It would be for the party itself.
Covering the cost.
Exactly.
We're going to auction off two sets of mm-hmm. these passes that are VIP passes.
Uh-huh.
Good for anywhere in... the theater. You can go the VIP lounge. You're going to be sitting up front. You're going to be meeting who's ever there.
Mm-hmm.
You can go anywhere you want. It's like a special, it's like a golden ticket. And it's going to be two sets, two passes. So a couple can go or whatever you want to do. So two passes will be on the auction block and every penny we raise will go and Global Cash Card is going to put a little something special in. But I'm going to wait until you guys get the... What are you laughing about? They're going to put a little special treat in
it. I don't want to know what kind of special thing they're putting in it, okay? I don't want to go there.
What is their business? Global Cash Card. It's going to be a little card that's going to be inside each one of the... so you'll get... In the passes, you're going to get a little special prize in there.
All right, so
it's like
Jack...
It's like a box of Cracker Jacks, only the prize is good.
All
that's
right.
The best way I can describe it.
Let's get into some Lost in Review.
All right.
Here we go.
Each week there's one thing to do. It's none other than Lost in Review. We take a look back at last week's episode. It's Lost in Review.
All right, it's Lost in Review.
Countdown time. 9 more times. You'll have to listen to that song. Only 9 more times. Is it sad? No, I don't think so.
This is the part of the show where we look back one last time on the episode of this week, and we look at some Easter eggs and some points of interest from this episode. This is when Jack takes more time to develop even crappier theories. But first up...
You know, but at least I'm taking time to develop crappier theories. Now, I'm not just rushing through them and saying, hey, just throwing it out there so it sticks, so to speak.
First up is Widmore is back on the island. Jack, what significance do you think
this has? I watched it again and just get a little snippet. You know, it's funny, even in the opening credits, they have Alan Dale's name in there. And even though we talked about it on the last podcast, I completely forgot he was supposed to be in it. So when he popped up, I go, Widmore? Oh, that's right. He's supposed to be in it. I forgot all about it. So even when I'm spoiled...
Well, what's cool about the Flash sideways is it could really go either way. So it's not like saying Charles Widmore is going to be in a sub on the island. You
well,
know?
Again,
you could think always maybe in the Flash sideways.
I had forgotten
or something.
About it, so mm-hmm. it's a good thing that I'm old because I just forget.
next up, people are asking us if Alex's last name was Rousseau, and it was. If you look at the principal's laptop. It was her name is titled as Alexandra Rousseau, so she's still a Rousseau.
Now, a lot of people have been asking, why is the laptop so old?
Well, this is, what, 2004, and teachers sometimes, I mean, you know, their computers could be like 3-4 years old, so it could be around that
Well,
point.
They did mention in the thing that Art's head was complaining about his stuff was from the 50s.
So. Yeah, exactly. So
budget cuts.
It happens. I mean, we at our high school, we still had projectors for our videos that we watch in class. So, you know, it's very possible.
Whoa, do we go to the same school? Because I had projectors.
We had some desks that had inkwells still in them.
Wow.
No joke.
So did we. But you know what?
Yeah, but you went to school in the 70s. I went to school in the 90s and 2000s.
It's that old duck and cover joke where they used to, you guys are too old, but you go duck and cover, you put a paperback book on it, the desk would flip over.
Uh-huh.
So that wasn't going to stop a bomb.
Next up is, I think Jack's favorite part of the show is Booty Babes.
In fact, I've tried to find a subscription to that, can't find it, but...
Big, bouncy, beautiful buns.
Is that really?
That's what it says. Big, bouncy, beautiful buns.
The B spot.
The B spot.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Okay. I thought it was from my distance. I thought it was the 8. I thought it was going to be. Hey, that's one of the numbers. But looking at it, it does.
Yeah.
Say
let's be careful. We're going with that one. Okay.
No, I thought 8 was one of the numbers, and so it was from my distance. It looked like an 8.
Uh huh. Uh huh. Okay. Next up is Miles. Seems to have been doing some grave robbing or grave digging because at the end of the episode, he had one of Nikki and Paolo's diamonds.
Now, when did he have time to do this?
Exactly.
I mean, you have...
You saw how long it took Ben to dig his grave.
Ben was in no hurry, though. He did make the point to say Ben's in no hurry, but I guess when Alana and Ben ran into the jungle, I guess he could have done it then, but
yeah,
they were only gone for a short time. It was only 200 yards away.
Maybe he already done it before? Possibly.
When?
I'm not sure.
Maybe when Alana was, you know, getting the thing to tie Ben to the tree.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things we're just supposed to accept.
Yeah. Next up is some of the other books that weren't called Booty Babes. One is called The Chosen, and this 1967 book written by Chaim Potok. And it's about two teenage Jewish boys who form a friendship, though they come from different worlds.
Huh.
And also, there's another book, Dust Jacket, for Benjamin Disraeli. And according to Lostpedia, it is a mock-up. Benjamin Disraeli, 1804 to 1881, was a British prime minister, parliamentarian, conservative statesman, and literary figure. "Justice is Truth in Action" is a famous quotation of his. Alice in Wonderland original artist Sir John Tinnell's illustration of the man in white paper in Through the Looking Glass was based on Disraeli.
Really?
Oh, a little bit of information there.
I wonder if that was planned.
Probably. But yeah, so they're thinking it's more just a prop than an actual book. So,
all right.
That cannot be one of our books of the month for the Audible campaigns. I know. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This is also the first episode to have Flash Sideways focus around someone who was not on Flight 815 in either timeline.
That's true.
And it is implied that Miles spoke to dead Paolo and Nikki.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Well, how did he know the diamonds were
exactly
there?
He had to.
And, he didn't know them by name unless Sawyer, only I can think of is Sawyer talked about it when they were together for so long on New Otherton.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I can think of. But how do you know what grave they were in? Again, he only had a short window.
Yeah, I mean,
there were 5 graves there, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he had to do it really quick.
Well, you knew Locke. He knew where Locke was buried. Mm-hmm. Well, no, he wouldn't know where Locke was buried.
No, yeah, he wasn't with him. Well, I think he'd know where everyone was buried since he can talk or, you know, absorb their last thoughts before they die.
Or after they've died.
John Grease, guy who plays Roger Linus, played him as a young man in 64, middle-aged man in 73, 77, an older middle-aged man in 1992, and an old man in 2004. This is the longest age range the same actor has played a character on the show, 40 years that ages naturally.
They did a great job of making him look really old.
Yeah.
Because he looked old.
Really?
He just looked old. I mean, there wasn't one of those, you know, the bag wig or anything like that. He just looked like he'd seen better days.
Exactly. So did you have any other thoughts about this episode?
Just a few. When Ben runs up to Miles' son, Alana, and Frank, you know, he's running from what's going on, all the death and destruction at the temple.
Uh-huh.
He runs into, they're carrying the torches, and Frank, you know, kind of puts the rifle towards him. But doesn't shoot. That happens a lot on this show where someone will run up and they surprise them. They don't shoot.
Yeah.
Except for one time. Anna Lucia shot Shannon. I just want to point that out that it's happened a lot.
Uh-huh.
And she just shot her.
Well, it just shows you the type of person Anna Lucy is. But then, in all fairness, she was kind of really spooked. So.
Well, you're just you're running from the temple. You got all this death and destruction going on in the temple. You wouldn't be a little spooked if someone came running in at you?
Oh, I would. I would.
I'm just saying Frank had a little better under pressure than Anna Lucia.
Yes, I agree.
I'm just trying to point that out. Reynolds tells Linus, because when Dr. Linus is complaining about the history club, and you know, he says the history club was for him, not for the kids, because you needed to feel needed.
Uh-huh.
So that's going back to him. He's always wanted to feel, even as a kid, even as a child, he wanted to feel needed. His dad paid no attention to him, as we used to watch YB. He was just young Ben. So he needed some attention. So was he doing it for himself? Lapidus tells Ben, once you're done in the library, you can help me get some more firewood. So is Lapidus upset that there's no other Lockhart guys left? No,
I guess so.
Because
shows you how needy they are.
Exactly. All those people that were left all have speaking parts.
Yeah.
So he was gathering wood the whole time. He must have been upset.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to be doing this.
Maybe he needs a new agent. And that's about all I have.
Okay. All right. Well, Jack, what do you say we get into what next week's episode is going to be?
And this has spoilerish information?
Slightly spoilerish.
All righty.
Here we go.
Next on Lost, the TV show. Maybe it's next week, maybe it's in a couple days. Next on Lost.
All right, next on Lost time. Next episode's going to be on March 16th, day before St. Paddy's Day.
Oh.
This one is titled Recon. You want to guess what it talks about?
It's got to be like a war mission, war type, right?
Yes. It is actually, this is the description of this episode. It's very lengthy. Locke tasks Sawyer with a mission.
Okay. Well, at least we're going to find out what happened to Sawyer.
It's been a while, right?
3 weeks since we've seen him?
Yep. Let's see. Do we want to go into the guest stars?
Let's go, because I won't remember anyway.
Okay. Guest starring are Alan Dale as Charles Widmore.
All right, let me write this down.
Don't write it down. You're going to remember.
Alan Dale.
Rebecca Mader as Charlotte Lewis.
Oh.
Kimberly Joseph as Cindy.
Ooh.
Ooh, Neil Hopkins as Liam Pace.
Really?
It's been a while since we've seen him.
There must be a Charlie,
Some Charlie interaction. Hmm. Sheila Kelly as Zoe. Jody Lynn O'Keefe as Ava. Fred Kohler as Seamus. Alan Cole as Duty Agent. Mickey Guru as Zach. Kristen Havelock as Emma and Zach. Christopher Johnson as police officer, and Michael Green as lawyer. But no, I don't think Charlie's going to be in this one, since there is no
mention of him.
No mention of our good friend Dominic Monaghan.
Wow. Okay.
So, interesting.
Maybe he's dead?
No, he's not dead. Well, remember, he was taken away to jail.
I know. Maybe he died in prison. Maybe he died in the jail cell.
Oh, man, that'd be lame. That would kind of ruin the nice, good vibe.
I'm just saying, why is his brother there and he's not?
Maybe he's doing something else. Maybe he's doing a solo tour.
Do we care what he's doing?
We'll find out, won't we?
I guess we will.
And this one is written by Elizabeth Sarnoff and Jim Galasso and directed by Jack Bender.
Really?
All right, so Jack, ready to get some listener feedback?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Listener feedback.
All right, it's listener feedback time. Got a lot of great emails and calls to get into. So what do you say we do the emails first there, Jackaroo?
Do it, officer.
Jackarooney.
Jackarooney. I could live with that. I've been called.
It's better than Jackie, right?
Anything's better than Jackie.
Jackie Llewellyn.
And I'd just like to apologize to anyone out there that named Jackie. I just don't like the name personally for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just don't like a name.
I agree. I hate Jeremy. People call me Jeremy or Jerry. It's just like, come on, man. Just call me Jeremiah.
Yeah.
JJ.
I didn't call you Jeremiah.
School I go by Jeremiah. So.
Wow. You're being professional there. So you have to do what you have to do.
Yep.
This one's entitled Flash Sideways from Jacob. Are you getting tired of these Flash Sideways yet? They don't make much sense. It really slows the main story down, island story down. I hope they start making sense soon. Jacob.
I think they will.
I thought this last one was a good one.
I thought it was too. I think It has been. I think it has been really good, and I think it's they're developing more. More characters are kind of being intertwined. I thought Locke's was really good, how all the characters are like involved with each other. And this one, too. You had Ars, you had Locke, you had Ben, you had William Atherton from Ghostbusters. I mean, come on. What more do you need?
It doesn't get any better than that. I'm just. We had a caller on Tuesday's podcast or Wednesday's podcast. He said, just sit back and enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey. I'm just. We got 9 weeks left. I've made it this far. I'm not going to complain. I will tell you, though, reading a lot of the emails, a lot of people, no matter how, because they're not going to like how this ends. They're just, they're all setting themselves up to hating the ending.
Same thing that happened with BSG. There was people that hated the end of BSG. And I think just sometimes you got to just kind of go along for the ride. You know, you got to trust.
Sometimes you got to stop and smell the roses.
You got to trust the writers. You got to trust the writers. All right. This one is titled, "'Cause of Flash Sideways / How Roger and Ben left the island before 1977, because this is a big thing to me.
That's a long title.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
that was longer than my last email.
But the fact that Roger and Ben left before the island sunk proves that Jack igniting the bomb had nothing to do with this flash sideways. To me, does that prove it to you?
I hate to agree with you because you always disagree with me, but I have to tend to agree with you on this point.
Because if they left, because remember, Ben and his father were separated. Ben was in the middle of the island. Well, so it's obvious it was different before that would ever happen.
He never liked the Dharma Initiative.
Because
when he got there, obviously, we see that he's become workman. He's not happy with that position. So he must have left.
Maybe his mom died a less tragic way. Maybe. Who knows?
We don't know.
Let's get into this email. We don't know, bud. Dan Quayle. Oh, our former vice
president.
That's
what I saw that go. Dan Quayle. And he spelled potato wrong. So that's what I'm assuming it's him. I'm just kidding. I was trying to see if the email's from Indiana.
Mm-hmm. What's a Gmail account? You figure Dan Quayle would have like more than a Gmail account.
You don't know.
You never know. On your podcast this morning, while discussing the revelation that Flash Sideways Roger and Ben Linus had been in the Dharma Initiative but left the island, you asked whether the incident / Jughead explosion had caused the Flash Sideways timeline or whether some earlier event had been the cause. I think it was the incident / Jughead that caused the changes, but keep in mind that setting off the bomb in 77 would have produced earlier changes. If, as a result of Jughead going off in 77, A-15 never crashed on the island, the Lassies would never have gone back in time. So Faraday would have never warned the hostiles in 54 about the radiation leaking from Jughead. Sawyer would not have been there in 74 to negotiate a truce with Richard after the hostiles killed Paul. Saeed would have never shot Ben, etc. Any or all of these pre-incident changes could have resulted in significant changes in the timeline, including a change that resulted in Ben and Roger leaving the island. Love the show. Keep up the great work. I like that. That actually puts it back where it could be.
Well,
succeeded.
I'm not arguing with the former vice president of the United States. I'm just not going to put myself in that position.
I think you can argue with the former vice president. You can't argue with the former president, I think.
You think that's the...
That's the top tier, I think.
I don't know. Vice president, he's, you know, one heartbeat away. So it's
that's
like,
true. That's true.
He still has Secret Service men around him.
The number one silver medalist.
Yeah, so I'm just going to go okay. Crackpot Mini Theory Arts is going to blow up again. This is from Ian.
Oh,
since
great.
All the equipment in the science lab is so old, I think he's going to accidentally blow himself up. Much like he did in Island Timeline. It would just be so damn funny.
It would be.
But you know what we're going to have? Hurley has to be on the school grounds when it happens.
Yeah.
And Arts has to blow himself up.
And he gets a little bit of Arts on him.
Yeah. But no, this time it messes him.
It messes
because
him?
Because he's so darn lucky now.
Ah, it's true. It's true.
But he has to be there.
Mm-hmm.
But he messes out getting some Arts on him.
Ben Set Free Dilemma. Hey, guys. Great podcast as always. I'm responding to the discussion you had regarding Ben being set free by Man and Locke. I do not believe Man and Locke was being merciful to Ben by setting him free. Remember, it was Man and Locke who told him the exact location of the gun Ben was meant to use to kill Alana. Man and Locke was trying to take out a member of Jacob's team while at the same time making it impossible for Ben to return, having killed Jacob and Alana, thus forcing him to the dark side or Man and Locke's team. Also, I said it from the beginning, Jacob is good / God, Man and Locke / Esau is evil / Satan. This whole game has been about a war between God and Satan, or good versus evil. This has been my theory since season 3, and I'm sticking to it. What are your thoughts, Chris, in Memphis?
Yeah, I still say, though, he didn't have to set him free. I know he was trying to get Ben to kill Alana.
Which is why he would want to set him free.
But what if Alana just would have been smart enough when they were running through the jungle just to shoot him?
Probably can get a good shot when you're running.
Oh, she could have shot him. Stop, drop, and shoot. Take him out.
Maybe she's not a very good shot.
Oh.
We saw her shoot the ground, but that's, you know, it's not that difficult.
It was dead on, though. I think she was aiming for Ben and hit the ground.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're trying to insinuate that women can't shoot a gun.
No, I did not at all. Nope.
Last week you said they had no souls.
What? I didn't say that.
I think you did.
Oh, man. Hey, don't make me have to bring up clips from that Married Man show from a while ago. Okay, so let's just move on.
Okay, let's move on. The sub. This is from... Are you sleeping over there, Jay? Are you with me?
Yes, I'm with you.
Okay.
I love sub sandwiches.
What's your favorite sub sandwich?
Roast beef.
Yeah, I have to be with the roast beef. I have to agree with you. We're in agreement today.
Wow.
Because I think
the later... The stars have aligned.
I think later on you won't be. So I think I'm just setting you up. I'm trying to get you all in a good mood. Because I see you getting defensive later on.
Oh, okay, all right.
You've
been foretold.
I've seen the future, and okay. I see that you will be upset.
Okay.
This one's from Karen. How are the most awesome podcast ever? How are we doing? How are you doing, Jay?
I'm doing well.
Are we the most awesome podcast ever?
According to her.
Yeah. And I'm not going to argue. I'm agreeing with everyone today. Mm-hmm. Jack, can you believe that shot of stupid Widmore trying to make us look bad? He wasn't under the influence of the orange juice, so it doesn't count. Juliet was drugged and strapped down when she got to the island, so maybe Widmore has a sub that actually does work. So, does the sub work?
The CG was better.
Well, I haven't found an email complaining about that yet. Was the sub, is that a submarine that works compared to the one that is just supposed to make you believe that you're going on and off the island?
I don't think we're ever going to get the explanation as to why they had to take, you know, the special orange juice.
It's just something we're going to have to hash out for the next 30 years.
Exactly.
I have a quick thought I wanted to run by you. If there's something going on where there are promised things by Onlok and they receive them via Sideways World, then I'm concerned about Hurley. As much as it hurts me to say, wouldn't it be a massive twist if he sold them all out? I mean, Sideways World life is pretty sweet. How else would you explain the being the luckiest guy in the world without selling his soul to get it? Have a great day, Karen.
That would be sad.
So, did he sell it?
No, I do not think so. Do not think
he's,
so.
Why is he the luckiest guy in the world now? Why has his luck completely changed?
Because there's no numbers. He couldn't use the numbers because the numbers are dead.
How did he win the lottery?
Using a different set of numbers.
How did he win the lottery?
With a lucky set of numbers.
How'd he get the lucky set of numbers?
Out of his head. We don't know yet.
So you're going to say no?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say maybe he would do it. I'm thinking he's going to...
That would be so dark.
Would you expect it to happen? Would you see it coming?
No. No, but I don't know. That's not where I'd want to see it.
Oh, wait. I got to keep Jay happy. Yeah, I think Jay's right. I'm going to agree with Jay.
All right. This one's titled, Who Allowed Michael to Die? Great show, guys. Keep it up for at least 10 weeks. If Jacob is keeping these people alive, who was keeping Michael alive? In Meet Kevin Johnson, we find out that Michael can't die until the island is done with him. In the end, Christian shows up and tells him you can go now. I was under the impression that Christian was working for Smokey. So if Jacob is keeping Michael alive, how can Christian say he can now die? Maybe Christian isn't another form of Smokey. Mike W. in Atlanta. I agree.
He is... representing the island. He's not Jacob Mininlock. He's the voice of the island.
Is he the neutral referee?
Yeah. We've always wondered how could he be there? How could he be with Mininlock? He's the voice of the island. What do you think? This email clicked when I read it. I said, that's what it is. He's the voice of the island.
Yeah. I'll take that.
So, way to go, Mike.
All right, Jack, we got some phone calls to get into. So, what do you say we do those?
Do it.
All right, here we go.
Hey guys, this is Rennie, and I had just a couple of notes after watching this awesome, awesome episode. My first one is that I think that Jack is going to be the one who ends up replacing Jacob. I think they're kind of setting it up. Of course, they could be totally tricking us like they do normally, but I really see that Jack has accepted the fact that he is the candidate and he's going to replace Jacob. I also think that Jacob had this all in the plan in the first place. Second thought is that Man and Locke, totally lying, no intention to save everyone else. He does want to get off the island, but he could care less about everybody else. He's just doing as much as he can to save himself, and that's just using everybody else. And Widmore, oh my gosh, I was so like screaming when I saw the submarine and saw that it was Widmore in there and like just totally blown away that he was there. But I have to say that if one thing that Ben's never lied about, it's that Charles Widmore is a bad guy. And Widmore, no matter who he claims to side with, he's really always on his own side, and all he wants is the island. And if that's Jacob who's going to give it to him, or whether that's the Man in Luck who's going to give it to him, Widmore wants the island, and that's all he's after. So those are my thoughts, and yeah, thanks. Okay, great show. Love you guys. Bye.
Hi, guys. Brian from Colorado. Wow, when Ben and Dad are talking about leaving Dharma, the first connection this season between life with no plane crash and that the island still does exist, at least Dharma does, and it was on an island, some island. Truly interesting was the father-dad connection between the two worlds, and of course Alex as student who Ben chooses to help over becoming school principal, but keep in mind, Ben now has leverage over his boss. Nice thing to have, and something Ben has been adept at using throughout the series. We now also know who Jacob was referring to when he said, "They're coming." Where's Paul Revere when you need him? I doubt that Richard was a slave, as slave ships at the time moved blacks from Africa and other countries, not whites, although I think he could have been in the Bray at the time or simply regrets being involved in the slave trade. The island, of course, is a place of redemption. Gutsy move by Jack in a dynamite scene. Where's Jimmy Walker when you need him? The producers may indeed be leading us down a path of traditional good versus bad plotline, which is easy to digest and has been done before, but could be setting us all up for one big surprise, still TBA. But anyways, do enjoy watching the show, then listening to your podcast, and then commenting afterwards. See you on my iPod.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Nathan from Boise, Idaho. Just calling with a little theory. You guys kind of touched on this in your Tuesday night podcast. But I think on the sub with Charles Widmore is definitely Desmond. He's there. I think Penny and little baby Charlie are probably there as well. And I don't think they got on willingly. I think Widmore had to force them on. But I think what he discovered is he learned something from Ben. The only reason Ben was able to get back to the island after he left is because he went on a plane with a bunch of candidates, with other people who were supposed to go back to the island. Widmore figured out that the only way for him to get back to the island is to do the same thing. Desmond has to go back to the island. The island's not done with him. So he knew that he had to somehow get Desmond on his sub in order for the island to allow him to return. So that's how he got back. That's his own little loophole for getting back, I guess you'd say. And Desmond is on the sub, along with Penny and little Charlie. That's it for now. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Stephanie from Jack's Beach. Just finishing up your last podcast, and you had me thinking. You were at the end talking about Jack who couldn't kill himself and, you know, all of that. And started making me think back and about Michael. Maybe Michael was a candidate also. He couldn't kill himself with the gun. I don't know, or with the car. I don't know. Just something to think about. Maybe his name was up there somewhere and crossed out. So, all right. Thanks. Thanks for everything, guys. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
First, let me apologize to Stephanie. We go out of our way to try and get people not to think. So I'd like to apologize for that. You know, we try to go.
I think that's more Jack's method than anything, but
that's how I get my crackpot theories through. People go, okay. Was Michael one of the candidates? Was he just maybe the island wasn't done with him yet? That's why he couldn't die, and that's why Christian. We had an email earlier. That's why Christian came in and say, "All right, Michael, go ahead.
Now you can go.
Now you can go." Because that scene never made sense.
Yeah.
Until now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, he couldn't kill himself. Much he couldn't like kill himself because
Tom Friendly was telling him, "Hey, you can do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Island's not." I think he even said the island's not done with you. I could be wrong.
But then what's kind of weird is that if Jacob is promoting free will, he's not really giving much free will if you can't kill yourself, is he?
But it's not Jacob; it's the island.
But Richard said, "Jacob touched me. Now I have a gift, and I can't return this gift in exchange for another gift."
Well, I've never believed they're all. No one's really a good guy here. There's better people than there's worse people. They're better people. But is anyone really a good person here?
Well, no. I mean, that's kind of the yin and yang theory.
The
of
whole
it.
Scale, like Dogen said, you have. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Was Michael a candidate?
We don't know until like we see every. I mean, if we can confirm every single person that's on. Yeah. That dial.
Unless he was Wallace at one point, and he was, remember he changed his name, maybe he changed it a couple times.
Mm.
Then we had Nathan, again, who says Desmond, the reason Widmore can get back to the island is maybe Desmond's a candidate. We don't know for sure if Desmond's a candidate, do we?
No, we do not. People were saying maybe Desmond Wallace, but, you know.
Okay, if he was a candidate, how would Widmore know?
Maybe Jacob told him.
Why would Jacob tell him?
We don't know. We don't know.
We just haven't seen that part yet?
Well, if Dogen knew, I mean, maybe Charles Widmore knew.
He hasn't been on the island since the what?
Yeah, but if Jacob like had this all planned out from the beginning, I mean, he might already had this list together.
All right.
Right?
I'll go with it.
Okay.
I'm easy going. I'm easy going today. And Brian, first let me mention, because you mentioned Jimmy Walker and Dynamite, go back, because a lot of kids are out there going, I don't get it.
Dynamite.
Go back and watch Good Times, show in the 70s. Jimmy Walker was on there, Dynamite.
His name was JJ.
JJ, yeah. Yeah.
I threw you off
you
there?
You threw me off there.
His name is JJ. That was a big curveball. I'm sorry.
You did. Well, he was talking about Richard and the slave trade. Maybe he was part of it, but not a slave, necessarily a slave. But I guess hopefully we'll find out in time. So I guess we'll see. And then last caller, will Jack replace Jacob?
I think kind of. I mean, Jack's really, he's getting back into the It's Destiny mode.
That's the direction they seem to be going.
But then again, you never know. You never know if these producers and creators, they don't like just going the narrow, beaten path. It's been done a million times.
I do agree Menelaus is only out for himself. He doesn't care. He. Everyone on that island is going to have to die for him to be able to leave the island.
Yeah, exactly.
I believe that. And yes, Charles Widmore, we do know that Ben has told the truth about Charles Widmore is a bad guy. Widmore has always been a selfish guy, except he did have a little compassion last year when he thought that Ben was going to kill his daughter.
Very little, though.
But there was a glimmer. There was just a little.
There was a glimmer, but it wasn't much.
It was like 1 second he went, that's right, I do have a daughter. Okay, back to being a bad guy.
Oh, man. All right, Jack, ready for the next set of calls?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, James, Jack, this is Phil. First-time caller, long-time listener. I'm actually heading to the state where Kate was from, so Iowa. But I just wanted to give you my crackpot theory. It's been on my mind. I kind of ran it by my mom. We have this bond connection, my mom and I, when it comes to the show. So here it is. What I think is going to happen, because I got Jay's back, is I think that Locke is going to come back to life. Okay, hear me out on this. He's going to come back to life somehow, and he's going to get his revenge by killing Man in Black. So Locke, is the real Locke, is going to kill the fake Locke, and that's how it's going to come to an end. So we're all being thrown in a loop, like Jack's not going to be the new Jacob or the protector of the island. In fact, Locke is going to be the new protector of the island. When the whole show is over, he's going to get his revenge or his redemption, if you will. So just wanted to say I'm on Jay's side. Jack, your theories are a little loopy sometimes, but still love listening to you guys. So take it easy. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I hope this is the right number. Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Tanner from Alabama. And I was about halfway through your podcast, following up on the last episode, Dr. Linus. Really enjoyed both the episode and your podcast so far. I was just listening to Jack talking about who is on the sub with Widmore.
And I had the exact same thought when I saw that sub and who was in it. It seems to me logical that Desmond and or Penny are going to get to the island in some form before the show's over. That seems obvious. They can't leave that gaping hole there. But I also thought of a possible way in which Widmore could have finally found his long-lost daughter. I remember back in season 5 when Ben made that oh-so-threatening call on the payphone next to the harbor where our mutual friend, their boat, was moored. And it seems like Widmore, with all of his connections, wouldn't have found it that difficult to trace that phone call right back to its source and find his long-lost daughter. Thank you very much. You guys have yourselves a nice day, and I can't wait to listen to the next episode. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. This is Tyler in Columbus, Georgia. I just had a theory about Charles Widmore. I actually believe Widmore is actually a good guy, and he's there to defend the island. I think that when Jacob said they're coming to the man in black when he was killed, I don't think he was talking about the others coming back. He's talking about Charles Widmore coming back. And when they sent Hurley to go ahead and, you know, give the signals, you know, so he could get to the island, it was Jacob that was trying to lead him to the island. And they pass on the people on the beach because they're heading over to the hydro station to go ahead and wage war against Locke or Man in Black. And I think that he's always been good. I think that Ben was being manipulated even at a younger age when he took over and forced Widmore off the island by Men in Black. And that's why Ben never saw Jacob or never talked to Jacob. It's because he was never being run by Jacob. He was being run by Men in Black. And so I think now the big war is going to be between Jacob from Men in Black and Widmore army that is coming to go ahead and take back the island. Love the podcast. And love the show. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right. Thank you for those calls.
All right. That's the beauty of Lost.
Uh-huh.
We've already had two calls. One who says, definitely, Widmore is a bad guy. He's a bad guy. And now we've had Tyler who said, no, Widmore is a good guy. It's like I've been telling people all day when I'm answering the emails. It's just how the show is. You can put 10 people in a room, and you'll get 10 different responses on what they've just seen.
He's like my best friend.
Yeah. So... But maybe Widmore is a guy. I was thinking maybe Widmore is a good guy. You know, when we first saw Jin, did people like Jin?
No.
And we hated Jin.
Yep.
When people...
Miles.
Miles. Even though he didn't know, but people didn't like Miles. Now, yeah, we kind of like Miles. We like Miles.
Could be a nice turnaround.
Juliet. People hated Juliet. When she died, people cried.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, like you said, you mentioned Sawyer.
Mm-hmm. Sawyer, of course.
And now he's like, oh my God, he could be the hero of the island. Mm-hmm. Would you have, season one, if they said, this guy's going to be the hero of the island?
Even Josh Holloway said, he's like, we're not going to be staying here long. I'm going to be killed off very quick.
Yeah, because he was such a bad guy.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's what they're doing. They're setting this guy up and they made him look bad, bad, bad. And then we're going, wow, he's the good guy. He's there to protect
and
the
island. And it would make sense if Ben the whole time, the reason why I never saw Jacob is because he was always under Man in Locke's influence.
Yeah, so we'll see.
Yes.
And then Tanner, he thinks that maybe Desmond is on the boat. And maybe you said a couple of people mentioned Penny's on the boat also. I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But is Widmore going
well,
there?
Okay, how do you convince the guy, though? How do you convince him?
I don't know if you can convince him or not. I think Penny would be easy because her other husband's a drunk. So she wants to leave him.
Who's her other?
Other show. Trying to keep up with me. I was loaded, okay?
Okay, all right.
They don't work if you're thinking.
I was in a last mode. I wasn't thinking of flash forward. I'm sorry.
Anyway, it's coming back, so I'm trying to get back in a flash forward mode.
Okay, all right.
No, but maybe she convinced that they're not going to be safe until they come back.
Okay,
then
here's a question for you. Okay,
I don't know. I'm just throwing it out.
Okay, Charles Widmore's on the sub. We saw him.
We know he's there.
If Desmond and Penny is on the sub. What's your theory for how they got on the sub? What happened?
If they are on the sub, I don't think they came by choice.
That's what I'm thinking, too.
It had to be forced. Of course, if it was forced, then does this make him a good guy, Widmore, going back to Tyler? Does that make him a good guy? Because unless he's doing something to save their life.
Yeah, if it's for the greater good, I mean, the needs of the many outweigh the needs
of the
small.
Desmond has been told that the island's not through with him, that he had to go back to the island.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, I don't know if he had to go back, but he said
the island isn't done with you yet.
Yeah, so I can't wait for Tuesday. I don't know. You know, it's going to tick me off if we don't see this scene.
What? They just, why is it going to tick you off? Just, you remember, we're supposed to be enjoying the ride.
But now I'm getting edgy. And then we had a call from, I don't know, I'm just going to call him Iowa because he didn't give his name. He said, my theories are loopy at times. He says that, and this was his theory, that Locke is going to come back to life and kill Anti-Locke.
Mm-hmm.
But my theories are loopy. I don't know. What do you think?
I think he meant to say loopholy.
Loopholy? I don't know. I don't see Locke coming back to life. I don't see him coming out of the grave and going,
no, that's not what is going on. I could maybe see like an internal struggle
spitting out some sand and stuff.
Within man and Locke, like Locke's conscience starts to take over or something like that. That would be interesting.
That'd be interesting.
You're not feeling that one?
I'm not feeling that one. It could happen. You know, I've been wrong once or twice before about this show. And then I was going to say something about the theory that, you know, it's not my theory. People keep saying you have a very horrible theory it's not my theory.
So you're not enough of a man to say it's your theory. You got to put it on other people.
But it's not my theory. I stuck with Rose Menard working for Dharma for almost 5 years. I think that I would be man enough to say this one. Someone sent us an email in the summertime, and it clicked about halfway through when I was, you know, it's about third of that. I go, wait a minute, why aren't they giving us this guy's name? I'm going to spoil another movie. If you don't want to know, skip ahead like a minute.
Okay.
Castaway.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking to a volleyball. If you're stranded on an island, if Jacob is stranded on an island and he's got no one to talk to.
But he seems like such a, you know, his head is in such a right place.
That's what he thinks. But he believed that Wilson was real. When he's on the raft, and then what did we start doing as an audience? We started caring about Wilson.
But here's the thing, though.
Am I right?
Yes, okay.
When Wilson gets knocked off the raft, we're like, no, not Wilson. And when he's crying about Wilson, I'm crying about a volleyball.
Yes.
It could happen. This is what could be the direction
they're
going.
Okay, like, up until Jacob and Manenlock are in the same room with Ben there, Ben is seeing both of them. That's where I think your theory goes in the flames.
We've seen, because someone said, you know, he's dead. I go, have we not seen people walking around that island that have been dead? Christian Shepherd. We saw him dead. He's walking around the island. But he's not always walking around the island.
I don't know. I don't see it. I don't see it. I'm sorry.
I'm just.
Maybe I lack the vision to see it.
And I'm going to say right now, I don't think we're ever going to get his name.
Oh, no, you got to have his name.
I'm telling you right now.
There'd be rioting in the streets.
Could that be a question we ask Mr. Lindelof?
Yes, I think that is a question we have to ask.
I will ask that question.
All right. Jack, ready for the last set of calls?
I'm just saying. And now you can come back and listen because it's over.
Are you ready for the last set of calls,
yes.
Jack? All right, here we go.
Hey, Jay and Jack, it's Aaron from Michigan. Just listening to your Wednesday morning podcast and had a theory I wanted to bounce off you guys. Man and Locke talked about moving everyone to the Hydra station on the other island. I'm wondering if, in order to escape, which seems to be his ultimate goal, he has to actually destroy the island. If it's not just about Jacob and just about Dogan, maybe it's about the island itself. So, just a theory. Let me know what you guys think. Keep up the great work. Bye.
Hi, this is Jonah from Virginia, and I would like to counter one theory that Desmond is going to kill Whitmore and say that I think that because this is a season of redemption, Whitmore is going to sacrifice himself to save Desmond to make Penny happy. I also think that it's kind of interesting that Ben was judged by the smoke monster. I don't really think that Man and Locke and Jacob are the same person, but I do think that's kind of interesting, and I want to see what happens with that. Anyway, love the show. Hope you guys are having a good time. Bye.
Hey, Jay and Jack. It's Matt from Edmonton, Alberta. Just had a thought, seeing as Widmore is back on the island last episode. I was thinking back to the beginning of season 5 when we saw Sawyer and Juliet and Co. being fired on during the rain, during the time jumps. They got fired and tagged, and Julia like turns around and fires back at them. So I'm trying to think of who that would be, and kind of thinking it's Widmore now that he's back, so be interesting to see that. Love the show. Thanks.
Hey, Jane Jack, this is Dave from Nashville. So here's what I observe about the Flash sideways. I'm sure other people have commented on this, but it seems to me that those who are on Team Jacob find redemption in the Flash sideways stories, and those who are on Team Smokey do not. Ben finds redemption and is on Team Jacob. Jack, same thing. Saeed wanted to be a better man but couldn't in the Flash sideways, and he made the same choice on the island, choosing Team Smokey and choosing to be a murderer. So what does that mean? Well, what about Kate? Did she find redemption in her Flash sideways? It seems a little unresolved, and it's a little unclear as to which team she's on. Her name was not in the cave wall. We don't even really know if she was a candidate. And she's with Team Smokey right now, but didn't really pick that team. She just followed Claire to it. So I'm wondering, on the other hand, you know, what does Claire want? What does Kate want? You know, she wants to be good to Claire and do right by Claire. And that's what happened in Kate's Flash sideways story. So maybe Kate did get what she wanted in her sideways story. Maybe that means that she will end up on Team Jacob. That's all. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you for those calls.
I kind of agree with it, but she wanted to reunite Claire and Aaron.
Yes.
So she really hasn't done that yet.
Well, she did Flash sideways.
I guess in the Flash sideways she did do that, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
But it was no choice of her own. The guy just ran out on his wife.
But maybe like that was whoever is in control giving her wish by making the guy run out or whatever.
Huh. So destroying another person's life to...
We're not destroying.
What? She looked pretty upset when they came to the door and my husband left me. It seemed awful happy.
Well, you know what? There's going to be some collateral damage.
You can't make everybody happy. Exactly. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. So the deal was only to give, you know, the Losties their happy ending, not everybody else in the world.
Because we don't want everyone in the world to be happy.
Exactly. What kind of world would you want to live in where everyone's happy?
We want Kate, who's killed people, to be happy.
Precisely.
I'm cool with it.
She's the one who made the deal.
Hey, I like Kate, so it's okay. I'm cool with it. You're not going to hear me argue. So what's it? You think that, like Matt's saying, that maybe Widmore was one that was being fired on by Juliet?
Yeah, I wonder if they'll ever answer that one.
I'm saying no.
Because Juliet seemed to hit somebody on that, you know, outrigger.
Maybe I still say it was Claire. Because remember Claire had that mark on her arm? She couldn't remember
what. Far from the branding.
Branding. Well, maybe she got shot and that's how they used to, you know, seal the wound.
Yikes.
I agree with you. I don't think we'll ever find out.
Oh, I think we will.
You think we will find out?
I think they won't. I think they will.
Got 9 weeks left.
Plenty of time. Plenty of time.
I don't think it's Widmore, though. I don't see him rowing a outrigger canoe.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say about Widmore.
He's uppity. He's rich. I don't see him doing it. He'd hire someone to take his spot on there. He'd be sitting there just...
That's cold, man.
Maybe he'd be in the back. He'd be in the back. Row. Row, row, row.
He'd be doing the drum, right?
Drinking some McCutcheon scotch.
He'd have the drum.
<It's> whiskey. dun, dun, dun. Taking shots of McCutcheon. I think that's more likely to happen.
You know, people have asked, like, on my forum spring, like, what props. Like, I think Jen Ozawa said it, I think Colleen said it, and I said it. We would like just to try the McCutcheon whiskey, just to see what all the hubbub is about.
I don't think you guys are McCutcheon worthy. I'm sorry, maybe Jen, but the other two, I don't think so.
Why not?
You guys are kind of like in the Desmond category. I don't
Do you think you're worthy of the McCutcheon?
Oh my, give me the whole bottle. I'm worthy of the whole darn bottle.
Oh,
I've been doing this podcast for 5 years with you. I should get at least two bottles of McCutcheon. Maybe Colleen, because she has to deal with you too, so maybe she's... I think you are the only one not allowed to have it. I think,
man,
you can have the B magazine, the booty magazine,
the booty babes,
booty babe magazine, looking for the B spot. Hey.
Oh my god!
And then, wow, this podcast has gone to a married man one. John, Desmond, that Desmond is going to not kill Widmore, that Widmore is going to sacrifice himself.
Well, that would be nice.
To save Penny.
That would change a lot of opinions about poor old Widmore, huh?
Do you think that they'd make him a nice... I mean, like I said, everyone can't be a nice guy.
Well, see, I
it's
think
like
I...
you said with Kate, and you know, everyone can't be happy.
It's true.
So everyone can't be a good guy.
But I think if they're going twist-wise, it'd be twistful if Widmore was a twistful good guy.
Twistful thinking?
Twistful thinking, yes.
All right. And then we, the last caller, or the first caller, Hydra Station, that he's, the reason he's going over there, he's going to blow up the island. I think he wants to destroy the island. I think it's his only way off is to destroy the island.
I guess we'll have to see, huh?
And I was thinking, going back to our last caller, the guy from Iowa. He also said that Locke would eventually take over the island.
Uh-huh.
I started thinking, yeah, I'm starting to go with that theory.
What?
I'm you know.
Okay, something's wrong here. Why don't you come out and say what you wanted to say that you think I'm going to get upset at?
No, it took me a while because I was thinking about his theory. In fact, I was a little harsh on thing. His theory is kind of loopy. I think Locke does take over the island, and he does such a great job, it sinks. So, I think he's 100% right on that.
Oh, my God. All right, you ready for the listener theory of the week?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Jay and Jack. This is Unholy Mackerel calling with a theory about Widmore. In season 4, he, you know, brought Kimi and all the freighter people to bring Ben Linus off the island alive. And the question is why. My theory is that he actually knew or somehow thought that Ben was going to kill Jacob. So he actually wanted to get Ben off the island so that that never happened. And the reason maybe he wanted Ben to be alive and not just killed by Kimi and his men is that if Kimi killed Ben, then Ben would be taken over by the smoke monster, and that wouldn't have been good either. Anyway, just curious what you guys thought of that theory. Thanks for the show. Bye.
I like it.
And you, sir, will be receiving a book by Chris Say, The Gospel According to Loss, for Frizzle. Just send Jack an email with your address.
For Frizzle. For Frizzle.
All right.
So. When did you become so cool? Yeah, just send the attention, Jack, and your home address, and then we'll show up on your doorstep with the book. But you gotta give
and
us...
And we expect to be fed, okay?
Yeah, we want lunch, at least.
At least lunch.
And a shot of McCutcheon whiskey, if you have some.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
I am ready.
All right, here we
go. We have the contest.
Oh, that's right, contest. Did we have updates to it?
I think we have...
I think we have, and...
The winner of the contest, the top three people, will get the Head First Algebra by Tracy Pallone and Dan Pallone, and also Mark Say's book, The Gospel According to Loss. We had a dude count. There were 7 dudes, so it was the total dudes according to Lostpedia.com. That's what I'm going by. I'm going by the official Lostpedia.
You know what it could be now is because that's editable, like maybe people that they just edit in whatever. You know?
You think they're just trying to get to win the contest? They're cheating?
They could be. You never know.
You know, everyone has a good side and a bad side.
Well, did you like back up whatever Lostpedia said? Did it back up to verify it?
I didn't count them this time. I just enjoyed
You're
the
episode.
I just enjoyed the episode. I just said, "I'm, you know, I'm a guy." Because he's just duding all over the place. I can't keep track of the dudes. Maybe he could say, I don't know. It's just crazy. There's too many dudes.
Okay, all right.
There were 7 dudes in this episode for a total of 30. According to Lostpedia.com, there's 37 dudes total. I have them saved on DVR. I can go down and count the dudes if it comes down to people being upset about the dudes.
Oh, I already see the emails now.
Well, last year they were upset that they were going by what Lostpedia had. So I said, I gave up. I said, okay, whatever Lostpedia has, that's what we're going with. The gospel according to dude counts is Lostpedia. And then there's a question, will Jay say something stupid about Locke? And I think if you listen to the last podcast, or one, it was the last one or the one before, what I was listening to it. I've been trying to catch up myself.
Uh-huh.
I asked Jay, would he be upset if Locke didn't get any redemption? And he basically, his answer was, he didn't want to answer the question. And to me, anyone who's a true Locke supporter, who's bled Locke and lived and died Locke and from the first...
I've never said
Hold on a second. Since Walkabout, who's been your favorite character?
Locke.
You love Locke. Would you say that you love Locke?
Yes, of course.
You've always said he's your favorite character. When you saw Terry O'Quinn, yes, you wet your pants.
I did.
There was a little spot, you know, you left a little puddle in the sand.
Luckily, Cliff was shooting from the waist up.
Right, so no one got to see that. I asked you to flat out say, and you couldn't give an answer to me. That's saying something stupid about Locke. So if you said,
I didn't say anything, so it's not stupid. I don't think it counts.
You wouldn't defend him.
I don't think it counts.
See, that's where I said you'd get upset, get emotional.
Because it doesn't count.
You're getting a little squeaky.
You can't say not saying anything is stupid.
You didn't. You wouldn't. You. I kept asking
so
you point.
Not
I said
yes.
I
get yes. No. Nothing.
You would not answer the question. That's being stupid.
I don't think it counts.
I think it counts.
It doesn't count.
I think it counts because I think everybody.
I'm sure it'll happen. You don't need to rush it.
I think everybody has. I only have 9 episodes left. I say we count it. So
make it real. Make it real.
I say it counts.
It doesn't. I didn't say. If you're saying I didn't say anything, that's not
but
saying something.
Listen
stupid.
To your whole argument, though. If you go back and listen to it, it was a pretty lame, stupid argument.
No, I think you need to call the saying something stupid as it happens on the show. You can't go back and say, "Well, oh, that could be something stupid."
I wasn't listening to you.
That's not my fault.
I forget sometimes what's going on. I go, it was my look. I go, you know, he was saying something. He wouldn't.
Yeah, yeah. I think you need to call it when it happens. You can't go after the fact and kind of make some case for something being stupid.
I don't think it's making a case for something. Sometimes you don't think about it. It's like,
yeah,
you say so many stupid things. How am I supposed to keep track?
Listeners, let us know what you think.
No, no. Don't. If you're going to let us know after from Saturday to Tuesday.
All right, Jack, you ready to close up the show?
Seriously, I would say Saturday starting at 12 a.m. The strike.
Actually, you know what you should really do? All day Friday, just stack them up.
I'm already got more emails than I can handle.
All right, Jack, you ready to close out the show?
Yes.
All right, here we go. All right, guys, that is our show for this Friday.
Okay. I'm looking.
Okay, maybe it should be Jack says something stupid.
Well, that I've never denied. Hey, hold on a second. I've never denied saying something stupid. Am I breathing? Then I said something stupid. We did. Should we say we had the schedule up for we're going to put the schedule up for the 30-hour podcast. We've hit a little bump in the road.
Lindelof is rescheduling, but I think you should put up the rest.
He's got something to do with Lost.
I think he's writing like the final episode or
something. Yeah, they're working on the final episode, so he is gonna do it. He just got to notice that he needs to reschedule, so we're working on a time.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully by the time we put it up on, that you hear this podcast, well, when's this coming up?
Right, tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning. Hopefully we'll have an answer for you, and I'll put it up on the Jay and Jack message board and also on the front page of
Jay and Jack.
We're not going to send you the link. Don't have time, guys.
All right, so if you'd like to give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Call any time.
Once again, it's 206-309-0311. Call any time with your last questions, comments, and or
theories.
Also, you can send an email to
lostpodcast@gmail.com.
Once again, it's lostpodcast@gmail.com.
And remember, the best time for those to be answered are after.
Yeah, the ones, if you want them answered, you got to get it on Friday because we aren't going to be here Saturday through Tuesday. So make sure you get those in by Friday.
You know, it's a good thing I don't have any hair. I'm starting like pulling on my scalp.
Also, you can check out our website, jayandjack.com. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/jayandjack. We're getting close to 12,000.
12,000? It's just crazy.
So, and that's about it.
Hey, I wanted to say, though, a good argument for the theory that I've now, it's not my theory, but the theory I've now taken over, a good argument is because I've had a few people, not a lot, a few people. Some people make the case and then we've gone. I have no problem just debating it, but just saying.
Debating it? What's that?
Debating it. I had one person, I'm not calling them out. It was funny that we were laughing back and forth. They said,
"Where's the bidet?
Your theory is completely wrong because I don't want it to turn out that way." That's not, I don't know about you young kids today, that's not good debating.
That's your debating, though. That's like, that's how you debate.
I debate the right way. But also, our good friend Patrick Labateau has a new website. If you'd like to check it out, it's actinggood.com. Actinggood.com.
Acting good.
So give it a check out. He'll also be on the podcast at 2 o'clock on Saturday. So we know that for sure. Also, the auction is going to go up Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, and it'll run through Sunday 6 p.m. Eastern time.
Exactly.
And it will have all the stuff that we've talked about and more. We'll have a link. We'll probably post a link on Twitter.
Yep.
Like if you guys want to really follow the links, we'll post it. It's easier to do it once on Twitter than 30, 40, 50 times on the emails.
Yeah.
So if you follow us on Twitter, it doesn't cost anything. We'll post it on Twitter. We're going to put it on our front of our message board.
And website, too.
Website. So website, message board, Twitter. I'll put it on my Twitter, and Jay will put it on his Twitter, and then you'll have a link, and then we'll obviously be talking about it during the... People have also been asking, are we going to post, like, the interview with Damon Lindelof and Jorge Garcia and others? Are we going to have... Just
well, someone offered to host it, so we're talking with him right now to take care of that.
All right, so that works the whole 30 hours?
Yeah, all of it.
Wow.
He's going to record it and post it.
That's amazing.
And host it.
And we'll have more information on how you can donate and stuff on Tuesday, and we'll go from there.
All right,
sounds good. Should be a lot of fun.
Yes. All right, Jack, it's time for us to go. We'll see you next Wednesday morning.
Someone mentioned that I've heard that Loss is going to extend 6 minutes this week.
I didn't show it on the press release. It said 9 to 10.
We've had a couple emails.
Maybe it will, but on the press release, the official press release from ABC, it said 9 to 10.
Well, people who are recording, I would, just to play it safe,
yeah,
record the next show for the Forgotten Me's or whatever it is.
I think it's the Forgotten.
Forgotten.
So, that's what's going down. We'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.